Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to the Conspiracy Castle. I am your conspiracy asshole, primetime 99, Alex Stein, on the grind all the time. And we have a very lovely guest, a very special guest. We got the one, the only, Captain Haiti. But before we bring him on, we got to get our vibrational energy going. That's right. But he's already pumping me up, so I just want to bring him on. Nandi! Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, Captain Haiti, welcome to the Conspiracy. Yeah!
How you doing, man? Thank you for having me, man.
I love the energy, dude. That's what we need here at the castle. We got to get... I can't be the only one that's grinding and shining. So I see...
Hey, I'll tell you. Not everybody have the balls to bring Captain Haiti on, man. Nobody wants to handle the truth about Haiti.
That's what I'm saying. They don't want to. Why is that? Why is Haiti so... You know, it's a bully. America bullies it. Hillary bullies it. A lot of people have really just, you know, treated Haiti like a punching bag. And there's a lot of child trafficking out of Haiti. I mean, it really is a really intense place that more people need to know about. And why is that? Why is Haiti a target of American abuse, in your opinion, starting it off, Nandi?
Okay, I can only base it on history, right? When we got our independence in 1804. One question that I ask people whenever I meet them is, hey, where are you from? Okay. For example, you, Alex, where are your ancestors from?
I have no idea, but my last name's Stein, so I'm guessing that I'm, you know, probably Germany, some Jewish people. I'm not a Jew, but I have Jewish blood, obviously. So.
Okay, perfect. Like, so Germany. Did you know that Haiti had a relationship with Germany?
Well, of course. I imagine Haiti had a relationship with everybody, right?
Exactly. But the thing what I like to do is to explain how Haiti and the history, for example, in 1937, Haiti gave 300 passports to Jews, right? When they were the war, we give 300 passports to Jews, issuing passport and visas to Australian, Polish, German, Romanian, Czech to escape Nazi persecution. They became Haitian citizens. And that's just one example of Haiti's fingerprint in the history of the recent world.
Wow. And for me, I think I get my knowledge of Haiti is, you know, after the natural disasters that happened there, the Red Cross, I think, and Hillary Clinton raised something like $480 million and built like 14 homes. So, and then on top of that, Hillary Clinton supposedly got caught, not supposedly did, protecting a woman that was saying she's creating an orphanage for children. So what do you know about Hillary Clinton and her connection with Haiti, Nandi?
What I know is that for every corruptee, there's a corrupter, right? Mm-hmm. And Haiti is not in a vacuum. It's the same template around the world. For example, it's the same system that they have in Africa that they are duplicating in Haiti, right? When we talk about United States, France, and Canada. Okay, so when it comes to whatever the Clintons, or you can name other families that are Clintons are the most known, right? Because Bill was president, Hillary was involved as well. Well, they use Haiti as a piggy bank, right? You want to sit down with the Secretary of State of the United States, you have to send money to Haiti, right? So that's why the media blew out of proportion the disaster that happened over there. And yes, it was very a big trauma for the nation. But the biggest trauma is to see how much money was just going through Haiti in order to strike deals between nations and the United States of America. So it's not a question that money was intended to go to the Haitian. It was always intended to be diverted to other foundation and other organizations.
And so, you know, I just look at Haiti when they described it, you would have thought Haiti was this eighth world country that was just shanties and that it was devastated and that America was its only hope. But then really that couldn't be farther from the truth. So tell me, for me, somebody that doesn't know anything about Haiti, tell me about Haiti and what the real man on the street, what's Haiti all about, you know?
I'll tell you something that even most Haitians don't know. For example, when you see the Captain Haiti shield behind me, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
The Captain Haiti shield is a representation of the little Haiti coin, our own crypto, right? Okay. We'll get to the crypto later. But the middle of the shield is made with Haitian gold. Haiti has $20 billion worth of gold right now. 20 billions, okay? If you take, it's in the northeast section of the country. Haiti also has a lot of iridium. Are you accustomed with iridium?
A little bit, but they have
iridium. Iridium is the metal that they use to create satellites or spaceships, etc. You see, now they are expanding our exploration into space, right? So you're going to need more iridium to use that technology to build satellites or to build spacecraft, etc., that's going to go to Mars or to the moon, etc. Okay? So when you do that, you need more iridium. Now, what country in the world have the largest concentration of iridium?
I don't know. Haiti? No.
Haiti.
Do you think stuff actually matters? I don't believe that. So what is it? It goes to space. I think that's all that's fake. I don't believe. Why would you need it to go to space?
So let's call it fake. Okay. Let's call it fake. Let's put space out of it. But 1 ton of iridium worth today without space exploration, right?
Okay.
$40 million for 1 ton of iridium. So when you talk about a country that have the largest concentration of iridium in the world, it's very interesting to destabilize the government there so you can get access to these natural resources.
Okay? Well, isn't that the objective of all foreign and domestication is to take people's natural resources? I mean, doesn't America do that in Afghanistan, all over the world? I mean, that's just the standard operating procedures for America to colonize people and take over their resources.
Exactly. That's why I mentioned in the beginning that it's only a template that is being executed in Haiti, right? And the thing is, when it comes to the iridium, you also have silver, right? Yeah. And you have also have a large concentration of copper as well, a large quantity of copper in Haiti. But here's where Haiti becomes more interesting, you know, when it comes to America, is because it's right next door. And when you look at the geopolitical situation of Haiti, Haiti is the gate to come to the Americas. If you go back in history, right, and you study navigation, you've come to realize that the only reason why Hispaniola, which is Haiti, was discovered by Christoph Columbus is because the natural current of the sea brings you right to the coast of Haiti. And from the coast of Haiti, then you get access to the Americas. So you go from Africa, you have the current, the triangle that goes from Europe to Africa, Africa to Haiti, and then you go to the America, and then you have another current that goes to Europe, right? Singapore, etc. So that's why Haiti is so important, is because when it comes to navigation and transportation, it's a piece of land, a piece of property that is not only valuable, but strategically it allows you to have a better control of the whole Caribbean and to access to the Central America and South America as well.
And I believe one thing I think it has to be said is the child trafficking. I mean, have you ever heard of that being an issue in Haiti? I mean, I haven't seen you talk about that, Nandi, but, you know, Hillary Clinton had to, let me look up the woman who she had to protect, but Hillary Clinton aid trafficking children. Hold on, let me find this. Let me pull up this link. But have you ever heard of that, Nandi?
I've heard about that. I made research about it. Right. It is not something, it is a subject that is taboo, right?
Very
taboo. Because when
here, this
because,
is it here. Let me share the screen for everybody.
Yeah, go ahead.
And then let me share it with you. So this is just a little WikiLeaks. Supposedly, WikiLeaks, convicted child abductor who was caught stealing children in Haiti with the Clintons. And let me put you on the screen so people can see you, Nandi. Make it a little bigger. So here we go. The individual in question is one Laura Silsby, former director of the New Life Children's Refuge. She was caught trying to steal 33 children from the country, most of whom were not even orphans and had families. Hillary has a long history of interest in Miss Silsby. WikiLeaks emails dating back to at least 2001 have been found in her archives discussing Laura's NGO. Laura had claimed she planned to build an orphanage in the Dominican Republic, but authorities in the country said she never submitted an application for this purpose. They instead located to Haiti. And, there's all these emails, just talking about this. And then this woman, Laura Silsby, Hillary Clinton went to bat for and actually got her out of trouble. But, so that's not a conspiracy. She really did help Laura Silsby.
But here's the thing, okay? The issue is not an individual, it's not a family. The issue is the structure in place. If it wasn't, let's say, the name of the Clintons, we would have another name that we mentioned, right, that occupied the same function, or another family, right? Because what it is, the child trafficking is a big issue all around the world. But if we make it about one person instead of making it about the country, this is where we get derailed, right? Because now it's in a position, instead of rallying with a country and find solutions to better protect the child, now we're finding a way to attack a family or individuals when you're not even equipped to do so. So that's why my focus when it comes to Haiti is, okay, how can we, the Haitian diaspora, how can we, the world, pay back Haiti for what Haiti have done for the world? Well, it's very simple. It's go crypto with Haiti. Because yes, what one thing that people love about crypto is the fact that it's decentralized, right? Now, when you talk about child trafficking, you talk about what? Trafficking for what? Trafficking for money, right? So let them have that money. What I'm talking about is to let them do whatever vile thing they want to do, but the money, they control it. And because they control it, we've become victimized by them. We don't have enough resources. So what is the resource that we can build and that we can establish value into it and other for us to be able to trade amongst us and order to enrich the families over there, to protect the children by empowering the fathers and the mom of these children, so people don't come into the country and say, hey, you know what? Let me have your kid so I can give them a plate of food. Let me have your kid so I can give them shelter. No, they won't be able to go to the families and tell them, hey, listen, let me have your children to feed them, because we around the world, we would have strengthened Haiti with crypto already, these parents. That's why I'm really not focusing to the Clintons and the things that they've done in the past. You know, when you talk about Bill Clinton and the subsidizing the rice, right, to attack Haiti economically by subsidizing rice in Arkansas and exporting the rice to Haiti, it has totally depleted the rice industry in Haiti. But that is in the past, and he have even atoned to it, right? But here's what it is. What is it that we can do right now to strengthen the rice growers in Haiti? Is to provide them a digital asset that they can easily, that they can easily use on their cell phone in order to trade with the rest of the world or trade within the country their Haitian rice and make it a better, making a better alternative to sell, to buy the rice from a Haitian farmer, because the currency you use to buy that rice is gaining value the more rice that you buy. So when you have a digital asset that is gaining value the more you use it, then you increase the value of that digital asset. And what is most important to you is not how much you're saving by buying American rice. It's how much money are you generating, how much value that you're generating by using the rice of your own country. You see how we can flip it and say, finding ways to ally with the rest of the country instead of targeting one group of people or one family? It's empowering us, the world, to make a difference and protect these children that you're talking about, Alex.
And you think crypto is going to solve it all, Nandi? You're
one of the crypto, damn. Yeah, so? Crypto is already solving it all, man.
I know, and crypto is going to be big, but it's taking a licking right now. What do you think about that? It's kind of down. What's all that about?
It's the smart money working the market. Remember, you have the conventional media, right? The mainstream media. Who are their advertisers? Who are their friends? Who are their family members, right? So when you look into the crypto market right now, okay, whenever they tell you that the market is not secure, hey, how can you get?
What's his name? Kyle, he loves crypto. He's a crypto Kyle, we call him.
Yeah.
He can hear you talking about crypto. He wants to hear all about it. Okay, go ahead. Sorry, Nandi.
It's all right, man. Listen, every time that you mentioned, your cat threw me off a little bit.
Yeah, but it's a cyclical. Hey, okay, so it's taking some
L's. It's not the
right
first
now.
Time, pussy.
Yeah. Yeah, first time pussy, what? I love pussy, gets
it's
me in a lot
first
of trouble.
Time pussy, I threw me off, man.
Yeah, I know what that's all about. Okay, tell me this. Just speaking of real quick, though, you're in Miami. Are you dating Haitian women or do you date mainly American women? What kind of women do you date?
I find more affinity. I've dated more women outside of my culture and my life. Mm-hmm. But nowadays, I find more affinity with Haitian women, of course. Right? Because I'm so invested in the future of our culture that to be understood, I don't have time for translation. Mm-hmm. Okay? Yeah, I don't. Yeah. So it's better when you're looking for companionship to find someone that share the same values, the same culture, right? And that understand not only you as a person and love you as a person, but also share the same passion and love for the culture and the challenge that you have in front of you. That's why, long story short, man, mwen me for my Haitian mwen.
Say that again.
I love my Haitian women.
You love your Haitian women. Yeah, I mean, yeah, go ahead, sir.
For my Haitian mwen. All this to say that.
That's what I like to hear. And, you know, dating is not easy, especially in this, like, digital age of this, like, rejection society. I don't think it was meant to – dating was ever meant to be digitalized. I believe currency probably was meant to be digitalized. But this is my only kickback to crypto because I know it's the future. But, like, I'm into this thing called the New World Order. Or I'm not into it. I just believe that's what their plan is. And basically what they want to do is they want to take away paper money. They want to have digital currency. Whether it be crypto, whether it be their version of the blockchain, you know, government-issued crypto, because they want to be able to turn our money on and off. So really what I'm saying is I am a person that loves nostalgia. I love old movies. I love the old Dallas Cowboys from the 90s. I love, like, Space Jam, the old ones. I like the old stuff. So I like being able to go to a store and be able to pay a $20 for my hamburger. Yeah. But that's done. And so it's just kind of sad. And you know, it's just a hard pill to swallow sometimes because – I got guys like you. I'm not saying you're bad. All my friends are into crypto. I'm into crypto. I get paid in crypto. I'm not anti-crypto. I'm just saying it's kind of a sad, harsh reality. This is the future. We're not going to have cash money very soon. I'd say probably within 2 years, by 2024, I bet they could probably get rid of all cash by then very easily.
You see, if I could find my wallet, I don't have my wallet on me. Yeah. But what I used to explain to people is, hey, you see my wallet? Yeah. Do I have money? He said, no, you don't have paper in your wallet. Okay. Yeah. You don't have money. He said, yeah, I have money. I have my credit cards in my wallet. Mm-hmm. Right? I have money in my credit card, debit card? Yeah, I got money. All right. So what is it? Is how much value do I have in my possession to trade with the rest of the world? That's what it is, right? Now, we have transferred it in a digital version. The same way that the digital world have invaded the dating, right, process. Mm-hmm. The same way, hey, you could have the hottest girl in town, right? The hottest girl in town, all she knows is the dudes that are in town. You're competing with Tom Brady or Jackie, right? And then, man, you get that. But now you're competing with Tom Brady for that, the same girl.
Yeah.
That's what people have done.
You're competing. It's way harder. I didn't even look at it like that. You got the top guys. Oh, man, it does make it a lot competitive. And naturally, I'm not even that competitive. I mean, I guess I kind of am. I don't know. I don't like to compete for women's attention, and that's really what this digital age does. It makes you very competitive. But you were really on fire, Nandi. Keep going. Sorry to cut you off.
Man, it's your energy, man. Your feet, it's a symbiose. So when you mentioned the dating scene, right? So that same girl, right, she is competing. You're competing for her attention, but with Tom Brady, because what Tom Brady can slide into her DM. I know Tom Brady is married, etc. I don't want to.
You're using him as a metaphor. Tom Brady is
exactly
a metaphor. Yes.
Tom Brady slides into her her DM, right? Well, as she's sliding in, most of them, they really think that they got a shot, right? But as well, they are competing with the other Sarahs and the other Beckys and the other Karens of this world to get Tom Brady's attention. So they're just one of them. So the digital world, I've created an ecosystem of competition with the rest of the world. And for me, I think it represents an opportunity. An opportunity for what? Opportunity for me to date a woman or to meet a woman that is in Australia, a Haitian woman that I've migrated in Australia, or to meet a woman that I've migrated in France, right? We can meet up, we can exchange, we can have things in common, etc. Now, when it comes to cryptocurrency, it's the same, right? You get the opportunity now to change the life of Haitians in Haiti. That's why I'm so passionate about crypto, because I was trying to find a way to impact the lives of people in Haiti. And I tried with social media. I tried by creating an app where you can support Haitian farmers over there, etc. And then there's one of my partners, he told me, hey, listen, everything that you're trying to do already exists with crypto. Get into Bitcoin. Understand Bitcoin. All right. For my birthday, I bought $2,500 of Bitcoin. And then I'm like, shit, it's not moving. It's staying there, right? It was last year. And then I've discovered altcoins. After, I'm like, man, there's 5,000 altcoins. How do you do it? And I've come to know, oh, this is how you create your own crypto. Well, I want mine, goddammit. Mm-hmm. So this is how I've come to say, all right, I'm going to create a crypto that can be used to empower Haitian people. And anybody in the world that we have helped to get their freedom, to get their independence, Greece. We helped Greece to get their independence. And let me say, in 1822, President Boyer agreed to send a cargo of 25 tons of coffee, one of the most important commodities at the time, to be sold on the behalf of the Greek revolutionaries for the procurement of supplies, thus making Haiti the first country in the world to recognize Greece's right to freedom. And the first one outside Europe to help the country of Socrates achieve self-determination. So if you are a Greek right now and you listen to this podcast, go to CardanoBeach.com and sponsor three Haitians to have one little Haiti coin and give them access to that digital world so they could trade with other Greek like you, right? So that's the basic principle of the crypto, the little Haiti coin.
And the more you put into it, the bigger it builds it. So tell me, though, well, when you look at Haiti right now, though, I mean, is it on the verge of disaster? The president was just assassinated by a United States-trained police officer or, you know, law enforcement-type people and, you know, in some sort of coup. So what do you know about what's happening now in Haiti? And do you think it'll be stable? Do you think it'll be America will put in troops? What do you personally think is going to happen?
I don't know in which language they say that they don't have a word for chaos. It's defined as opportunity. I think it's Japanese, etc. Right? It's defined as opportunity. Right? So what other people see as a disaster. Okay. If you're too emotionally involved in the present, there's nothing left for you to carry on in the future. I'm emotionally involved in the future of Haiti, not in the present of Haiti. And I'm not stuck in the past of Haiti. Yes, we are the first Black nation to get their independence in 1804, right? We helped Simon Bolivar provide independence to all great Colombia, which included Venezuela, Colombia, El Salvador, etc. Yes, we did all that. But if you stay stuck there, you're done. That's how you get your president killed by mercenaries. That's how you get other families come and rape your children, rape your women. So if it's not the children that they're getting raped, it's the UN force occupying the country and raping our own women. Same thing, same shit they did in Vietnam back in the days, all right? Yeah. It's a tradition. So the thing is, when it comes to the president dying or being assassinated in Haiti, okay, it was highly contested. So I would like to say to the families and friends, to my condolences, right? Because it's a tragic, it's tragic. It's like here in the United States, it's not about the president. It's about the presidency, right? Yes. The institution. So when it comes to us Haitian, the fact that he was assassinated, it's an attack. Or it's a report on the state of the nation, because the Senate is not operational. The minister and the prime minister is contested. And now you have a president that was contested and now that is assassinated. So now you have a failed state in Haiti right now with all that means you have a house with a safe, right? And you have gold and the safe is open. And the owner of the house is not even there to watch the door. The door is wide open. There's no alarm system. There's nothing. So that's Haiti right now. So that's why when you talk about the $20 billion worth of gold, the iridium, the $120 billion worth of oil proven that Haiti has right now, when we talked about the copper, the silver in Haiti, that's the reason why you need to orchestrate a failed state in order to have an easy access to these minerals that are right here next door.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, I agree. I mean, they have to destabilize it. I think it's just a standard operating procedure. Hey, I wanted to open up the phone lines. If you guys want to get in line, if you guys want to call, if you guys want to ask Nandi a question about Haiti, you want to ask about Haiti coin, you want to ask him about being Captain Haiti. So tell us, you know, I pulled up this Miami New Times. Let me do another screen share. And I pulled up this article. This article, they gave you some good publicity right here. let me transfer it over. So this is the Miami New Times. Little Haiti superhero uses cryptocurrency to save neighborhood, I believe. What does that say? To benefit the neighborhood. Now look at this. Joshua Sabalos, May 4th, 2021, 9 a.m. is when this came out in the economy section. Little Haiti has its own superhero. There you are, Nandi. Look at him good. Look at those eyes.
There you go, man.
Dude, okay. Little Haiti has its own superhero. Okay, go ahead. What were you going to say?
What I was about to say is that what it's to prove the power of Cardano and Little Haiti, right? We use crypto for every square foot that you sponsor to clean up. And Little Haiti, we give you one Little Haiti coin in reward. Okay, there's only 1 million Little Haiti coin right now. Okay, and no, it will ever, forever be 1 million Little Haiti coin, right?
Yeah.
And there's 96 million square feet of Little Haiti. So our goal is to have a social economy coin that do good, a real use in the real world, right? And to help people in the area increase their quality of life. That's it. Because it's a underserved community here in Miami.
And tell me about the Little Haiti area of Miami right now. Like, you know, what is the breakdown? Like, how is it under the Biden presidency so far? Is the crime up, down? What's it like?
Well, I don't go by presidency, right? I go by. How you will say it, I go by policies,
okay.
Right? Because, and I don't see how policies have impacted, presidential policies have impacted the neighborhood of Little Haiti negatively or positively, right? Because when it comes to your neighborhood, to influence your neighborhood and make it a better life there for everybody, it's all about your implication with your neighbor. Love your neighbor like you will love thyself, right? Mm-hmm. So when it comes to that, that's what the Little Haiti coin is all about, is people coming, helping to clean up the neighborhood, to make it better. Now, Little Haiti is under gentrification attack. Okay, you want to talk about that?
What are they trying to do to it? They're trying to turn it into a Starbucks? Is that what they're doing? Are they putting a Starbucks in every corner and putting a Forever 21? What are they doing? High-dollar condominiums?
More than Starbucks, right? Starbucks. Yeah. You know, the climate
change.
Climate
change. That's the new thing. Tell me, how is climate change affecting Little Haiti? Please tell me.
Okay, here's the by the fluctuation of the sea, right? The rising sea.
Of course,
sea,
yes.
The salty water is attacking the structures, right, of all the buildings that are next to the beach, right, or closer to downtown, that is below or at sea level. Little Haiti is 12 feet above sea level. So it makes it prime real estate for the next, if your project in the next 40 years.
Yeah.
So because it's prime real estate, well, you want to buy properties there and then build the buildings in Little Haiti in order for people that are in these failed buildings to migrate and higher ground. And that's one of the reasons why Little Haiti real estate is increasing in value. I think in the last 10 years, it increased to 320% increase the value of real estate over there per square foot. Okay. So, and it's going exponentially fast. You can't buy a small home in Little Haiti for $400,000.
Yeah.
10 years ago.
Well, right now it's really bad because all the corporations, all the banks are buying the houses, like Zillow.com are literally buying any house that's open. I mean, all these corporate real estate companies are buying it. and really pricing everybody out, because they want, the government wants to own all the property, and it's, and just keep us in a rent state where we're all constantly a debt slave. It's really sad.
Exactly. So here's what I say. If you want the properties, if you want me to, if you don't want me to own real estate, what is it that I can own? I can own right now crypto. I can own it. So own something that will gain value and that have less red tapes around it today and in the future. That's why I love the Cardano project, because it invites everybody today to say, hey, let me take ownership of this while it's affordable. Because a lot of people, they complain that, hey, listen, we don't own real estate. Yeah, but did you take the risk to make the investment when the real estate was very low in your neighborhood? Nah, man, I needed to go on vacation. I was living it up. I was lit, etc.
I'm too lit to invest. Hey, what do you think happened to that building in Miami? I think they brought it down with explosives. What do you think?
I have no idea, man. I have no idea. Well, I've looked into the reports, and I don't know. What do you think?
I mean, I just, you know, they could have brought it down for more, you know, what they call climate change, trauma-based mind control, that the ground shifting. I don't know. It just seems very weird. They said John McAfee could have had an apartment there. It's very unusual. I think a building would just collapse in on itself. It's like I look at 9/11, has a lot to do with 9/11, and then I think Israel had their hands all over 9/11, and then I look at this building in Miami that they had the IDF, Israeli Defense, whatever, come and do all the search and the demolition of the building. So it's like, why would Miami need these guys from Israel? They have guys in Oklahoma that can demolish this building. They got guys in Miami that can demolish a building.
I saw that. Me, when I see red flags, you know, because it's easy to get into that rabbit hole, right, and to be lost in there, right, and then you correlate it to something else, and then you don't sleep at night, right, and then your project don't move forward. That's why I lock myself into one solution. What is my solution? My solution is to distribute 50,000 little Haiti coin to the young student in Haiti, right? Yeah. Once you give them 50,000 little Haiti coin, then you increase the value of that digital asset to allow them to participate into the world's new economy, DeFi. So you, by sponsoring three people in Haiti to have that little Haiti coin for $18.04, you get as well one little Haiti coin. By having that coin and them using it in Haiti to get themselves out of poverty, they enrich you as well as they are enriching yourself. So for once, when you send something to Haiti, you're gaining from it.
But $18, does that make a big deal in Haiti, $18?
It is something. Some people will be more than happy to send $18 over there. But the $18 that you pay,
it's not that much.
You're not sending $18 to Haiti.
You're investing
I'm telling people, stop sending money to Haiti. Whoever's talking to me about sending money to Haiti, hey, what are you doing? Send crypto to Haiti. Mm-hmm. The way to send crypto to Haiti is to pay the gas fee and all the technical stuff that is pretty boring. I don't want you to look at your watch another time.
Yeah. Well, I just keep it to check the time. Yeah, I check.
Yeah.
It down, yeah.
So the thing is, I'm messing with you. The thing is, with the little Haiti coin, there's a cost to send it to Haiti. So when you pay $18.04, you're paying the gas fee to send three little Haiti coin to three students over there, to three people that install the wallet. And you're paying one Haitian $1 per wallet that you install. So the $18.04 that you pay is for you to receive one little Haiti coin and distribute three little Haiti coin to Haiti. We are building the infrastructure of the new economy in Haiti. So these corrupted government and these mighty nation cannot get and control that money the way that they've been doing it, because it's a digital asset that you own on your phone.
And you know they want to go after all control, all methods of control, Nandi. That's why I'm kind of worried. It's like, what happens when they turn off the internet? You know, that's eventually going to happen. So
that's what I love with Cardano. Cardano, with the Cardano wallet, the Euro wallet, they have a technology that they're working on that will allow you to transfer your crypto from one device to the other one without any connection on the internet. I can't tell you much more about it, but when I heard that, I'm like, you know what? That's one way of the future. The intranet, like using, for example, Bluetooth. You see, I can transfer a file from my phone to your phone without using the internet. I can transfer your picture. But that technology will erase that picture in my phone if I transfer it to yours. So that makes it a crypto that can really be used without the internet.
Wow, I like that. Yeah, so I just look at the methods of control and I just see Haiti. I think it's going to constantly be a punching bag. So tell me though, what do you think? You haven't really kind of given me your thesis. Like, what is the future going to happen in your opinion, like with this destabilization? I mean, you just think America's going to go in there? Do you think America's going to go into Haiti?
Oh man, Americans been in Haiti.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's already military there, like growing up, or were there military all over Haiti when you were young?
It's either them or by proxy. Right now, there's a fight to be the representative, right, of the other of America, France, Canada, and Haiti. It's all about the natural resources, right? Now, here's what's going to happen to Haiti, according to my scenario. What's going to happen is people watching this podcast right now, they're going to go on CardanoBeach.com and they're going to sponsor three Haitians to get access to Little Haiti coin. So we are building a Cardano army in Haiti of young students.
What is Cardano,
that's going to exchange crypto.
What is Cardano? Is that like the thing that's the, what is that?
It's like Ethereum. You know the Ethereum blockchain?
Yeah, but okay. See, do you ever feel bad? I mean, all these altcoins, I mean, don't you think? I mean, this is pretty intense stuff, people investing. I mean, I know $18 isn't that big a deal to invest. I would say anybody invests that, you could lose that. If you guys lose $18 and your life has changed and you really are financially destitute, you don't need to be even listening to this podcast. You need to be scrubbing floor somewhere. But I'm just saying, you know, how does somebody like the intermediate, you know, person that's getting into it, why do they get into your coin instead of like other stuff? You know, sell us on that, Anandi, for the novice.
The reason why you will invest 1804, okay, and the Little Haiti coin, you go on CardanoBeach.com, is because you want to see a change happen in Haiti. You want to empower 50,000 students to have a crypto that they can interchange within themselves and interchange with the world without an interaction with the government. I'll give you an example, very simple example, okay? In 1971, Nixon decoupled the gold from the US dollar, right? What happened since then? The inflation, 2% per year, reduced the value of the American dollar. Well, imagine in 10 years, that's, let's say 2% per year. In 10 years, that's 20% of your money, right? Imagine that happening in 1 year. Well, you're going to say 2020 in the United States, but every year in Haiti. In Haiti, 20% of the value of the local currency have lost its value. They lost its value of 20%. And imagine that happening every freaking year. So here's the difference why you're putting $18.04 in Little Haiti coin to give them some crypto. It's because you're going to give them an asset that's going to increase value due to the scarcity. And just because you are doing it, your action itself is increasing the value of the Little Haiti coin that you receive in your pocket. It's like Bitcoin 10 years ago, only worth 3 pennies, right? Now one Bitcoin is $33,000. So do the same with the Little Haiti coin.
So are you getting a lot of attraction? Are a lot of people investing in it? I mean, has it been successful so far, Anandi? Are you a wealthy man from this yet?
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. My goal is not to be wealthy. Okay. My goal is to be powerful.
Okay.
I have God in me. God makes me powerful. And whatever tool that I need in order to exercise good in this world, this is what I'm going to use. Right now, it's crypto. Now, when it comes to the adoption, you're the very first podcast. Hey, by the way, Alex, the Cardano Beach, it is an exclusivity. I just finished the project and the sponsoring of Haitians over there. I just finished that this morning. And since this morning, we have 5 Haitians that have received their Little Haiti coin today. And each one of them, once they get their Little Haiti coin in their wallet, they subscribe to be able to teach another one how to receive Little Haiti coin. And for that, they receive $1. So we are creating one job, right? You are creating jobs in Haiti by helping them establishing the little Haiti coin over there. It's really simple. It's not something that you're investing in. You say, hey, listen, I don't want to be taken for $18.04. No, what you're doing, you're investing into a digital asset and to creating value on the digital asset that you will receive yourself.
Well, it sounds very magnanimous. I hope people can help out the people of Haiti, because just think about how much money people have donated to the Red Cross. It's just nobody even cares. I think like the director of the Red Cross makes like $500,000 and gets to fly on a private jet everywhere. And that doesn't even speak of all the perks they get that aren't, you know, written down that we don't even hear about. So I think, you know, charitable stuff can be taken and done. You know, people can use that philanthropy as a negative thing, but I think
it seems like what you're doing is,
yeah.
I despise the word charitable. Do not associate charitable, charity, donation, etc. with Haiti. Haiti have done so much for the world that anything that any citizen of the world have done for Haiti, it's a payback.
We owe Haiti. Right? We owe Haiti.
They owe Haiti. So the charitable thing, sometimes it's impregnated in the white supremacy complex, et cetera, or poor Haitian, et cetera. No, why would you give, right, $20, $18.04 to somebody that have $20 billion in gold in his backyard?
Yeah, but $20 billion is not that much. Isn't that what Mark Cuban, I mean, doesn't Bill Gates have over 20? He has $100 billion, Bill Gates himself.
It's not how much it is, it's what you do with it. Okay, yeah. And if it wasn't that valuable, why are they destabilizing our government to get to it? And I'm not and that is only the gold. That's not even the iridium. I'm not even talking about the $120 billion of oil, right? That is increasing value since the Biden presidency got
I'm just saying $20 billion to the United States, not that much money, because they signed a $1 trillion stimulus, $1.9 trillion stimulus. I mean, that's a lot of... That's $1,000 billion. That's 2,000 billions.
But wait. The trillions of dollars in stimulus, it's printed it's printing paper. There's no value on it, right? That's why the price of gold and the price of cryptocurrency is going up. It's because you have something that is valuable and that is controllable and that is scarce, that everybody see value into it. So when the government is printing $1 trillion of dollars, is to reduce your buying power, your freedom, but they get all the gold that they can get. Didn't you say that they're buying all the properties that exist because they want you to rent, they don't want you to own? Because when they own and you rent, they get to control you better, right? So it's the same thing when it comes to Haiti. Maybe $20 billion worth of gold for any other country is not a lot. But I'm not just talking about the gold. I don't also talk about the geolocation of the country. And I'm not even going there, but I'm even mentioning the Rochambeau regiment that came back to Haiti once we had that earthquake, right? Did you know that the word vertière is not mentioned in the French dictionary? You know what vertière is?
What is that?
Vertière is the last battle where Haitians have won their independence against the mightiest nation, the mightiest army in the world back then, against France. So Vertière was the last battle.
Haitians versus Napoleon? Who are they fighting?
We are the first nation to defeat Napoleon. United States wouldn't be United States, the territory that you see right now. Do you know the Louisiana Purchase? I don't know if you can go to
I graduated from LSU. I'm very familiar with Louisiana Purchase. Yeah. I spent much time.
Louisiana Purchase wouldn't happen if it's not for Haiti's independence. Because France didn't have access to the Americas the same way that they did have access before, right? And they made a deal with the United States to sell it to them for pennies as long as they will boycott Haiti's economy. Just to give you an example, when Haiti got its independence from France, we represented 1/3 of France's GDP. 1/3. We represented 90% of the consumption of coffee in the world. Okay? Not 60% of the world consumption of sugar. Sugar back then was called black gold.
Yeah.
Black gold back then was an oil. It was coffee. American independence, right, have a great relationship with Haiti. Why? Because you guys started to boycott the British tea to consume Haitian coffee. That's why coffee is so impregnated into your tradition, because this is how you guys regrouped in order to plan your independence and to strategize between yourself to restructure your society. Around what? Around Haitian coffee. So when you come here, nobody talking about charity. What I'm inviting you to do is to invest in a cryptocurrency that have all the elements to be used in Haiti for you to profit for it as well. Because as it's getting value in Haiti, it's getting value in your cell phone in Britain and America and China and Greece and every country around the world. That crypto asset is growing. Why? Because you were smart enough to invest in Haiti the same way Haiti has invested in the world back in the days.
That sounds beautiful. I love it. Okay, so as an unbiased black man, who is a bigger civil rights leader? Rosa Parks, Martin Luther King, or George Floyd, in your opinion, Nandi?
None of them.
None of them. No, you don't even like MLK. Not even Rosa Parks. None of them. So are there any American black civil icons for a Haitian? Or is it all Haitian? Like, because this is what I'm saying. I deal with, you know, black men from Nigeria is different than a black guy from Dallas and a black guy from Haiti. I'm just saying, do you have a culture that you kind of only idolize, I guess, you know, popular black Haitian men, or are there other black American men that
It's the same thing as the same thing as a white man in America doesn't have the same heroes as a white man in Australia in France, etc. Right? It's the same thing. But here's the thing, human. H-U-E, men, represent over 70% of the population of Earth, right? So the real minority are the Caucasian men. So now, do we evaluate our presence, the majority, based on the minority? No, you don't do that in any circumstances, right? In any circumstance. So we don't identify ourselves based on what the media is projecting out there to be our idol or civil rights leader, etc. Okay? For example, you have George Floyd, you have Martin Luther King. I've been named after Martin Luther King, by the way. Right? My first name is Martin.
Nandi. Yeah, that's crazy. Go ahead. Sorry.
So the Martin Luther King that I said no to is not the Martin. It is the Martin Luther King that they have propagated in white media and imposed to black society here in America and in the world. The Nelson Mandela that have been celebrated by the world is not the same Mandela that have been thrown into jail. Right. So when I tell you none of these, I'm rejecting the media fabrication of these icons that have been served to the conscience of humans around the world. So when I talk about when I hear Martin Luther King, I hear Martin Luther King saying, I think I've led my people into a burning house. Not the Martin Luther King that was talking about, oh, you know what? I have a dream. The young boys and young black boys and young white boys walking together, etc. That's not a dream. That's an utopia.
Yeah.
Because what you want, you want every boy around the world, right, to be able to celebrate themselves as human. And like I said before, you have over 60% to be conservative. You have 60% of men that are of color around the world. So now how 60% of the boys in the world gonna each find one white boy in the world to hold his hand to walk with? There's gonna be at least 20% of black boys not walking, holding the hand of a white boy. That's what I call utopia, right? So this is the Martin Luther King that have been sold as civil rights leader, right, around the world. I prefer the Martin Luther King that were fighting for economic justice. And that economic justice doesn't require me to ask white America or white men like you or to blame you to say, hey, listen, the reason why you're more fortunate than most of us is because you're white and your parents own slaves, etc. No, none of that. Say, hey, listen, bro, here's what I suggest you to do. Let's take $18.04 and buy some little Haiti coin. What it's going to do? It's going to make you more wealthy. But at the same time, you know what it's going to do? It's going to change the reality in Haiti. So we don't have to talk about it. So you get to come to Haiti and enjoy the culture, enjoy the food, enjoy the music, enjoy the climate, instead of talking about the Clintons, talking about the raping of the children, talking about the currency manipulation, etc., you get to enjoy it. Why? Because you made an investment of $18.04.
I would love to enjoy Haiti. I want to go on a vacation to Haiti. So do you recommend people travel to Haiti? Do you think it's still a great place to go and travel right now?
Make your crypto travel to Haiti. That's the first thing you need to do. Make your crypto travel to Haiti. I'm not here to say, hey, I see you. None of that shit. I don't play that. Yeah. If somebody you want to go any place around the world, make the world a better place. Is there a better place to start with than Haiti? Because Haiti started first. But when we provided freedom around the world, here's what happened. Everybody started to boycott Haiti because Haiti was using its wealth to change the world system in the world right now. So I'm recommending people, instead of traveling to Haiti right now, make your crypto travel to Haiti. Go to CardanoBeach.com, right? And make your investment so we all get more wealthy. And here in America, you guys can confront the wealthiest that are trying to oppress you, taking away your liberty, taking away your guns, etc. You need to get more wealthy along with us. So together we make it a better place. That's my argument.
Wow. So Harmon, what do you think about my Harmon? This guy,
oh,
right?
Harmon.
So let me tell you something, Nandi. Harmon is into crypto too. Harmon, what do you think about Nandi, the Captain Haiti? What do you got for us, Harmon?
Where do you live at right now, Nando?
Little Haiti, Miami.
I don't know. I don't know anything. Is Little Haiti, is that America or is it in
Miami?
It's in Miami. It's in Miami.
Okay. I don't know stuff like that. I just know about crypto. So. Just like those South American countries or Central American countries are trying to take over and make Bitcoin their currency, you think Haiti might adapt it, or are they too corrupt?
I think the fact that they are corrupt, the youth will adapt it. Will adapt it, okay? Because I'll give you an example. If I want to send money to Haiti right now, okay, 30% of Haiti's GDP is relied on remittances, right? Us Haitians sending money to our family back home, right?
Lockdown.
To send money,
yes.
Okay. So to send money back home, the government in Haiti imposed $1.50 on each one of us.
now, for nothing.
For nothing. And the average amount that we send is between $35 to $40. Now, if you use Western Union, you know, Cam Express, you use UniTransfer to send money over there, right? You're going to pay between $6 to $9 to send. $40. Not only that, and that's
up to $12.50 now, I think.
Listen, man, and it's not like we have the best jobs as a demography here in America, because we're only the second or third generation of Haitians here. We're getting, we are climbing the social ladder. Economically, the economic ladders as well, right? Not as fast as we would like to, but to come back to Haiti, it doesn't, even here, people making $100,000 per year in America, a white man like you, you know, it doesn't mean that you have $200 per month to send to your family back home. Even people were like, oh, man, I need that $200 to go and chill and relax, you know, have sanity. We can afford to do that. But now, here's the $200, what it is. It's not even $200, it's $40. You send $40, they charge you $1.50 for the government over there, $1.50 US. Not only that, but you pay $9 to send $40. So you say, to send $40. So that's about 25%. Once the money gets to Haiti, they impose the conversion of American money to the local currency. Now, it changes every day. So they will charge you 10% to 15% for the conversion of the currency before giving it to the people. I even heard 30% of the amount of the money, and they need that cash. So now you're at 40% of the value of your transfer that is lost in translation, right? So now let's go back and crypto. You were about to say something to ask me.
No, I agree with you.
But hey, and I want to say, guys, we're about to wrap up the show. So if anybody. Hey, real quick, if anybody else wants to call in. We're about to wrap up the show, okay? Finishing thoughts. What were you saying? Go ahead, Harmon.
No, I just said I've been overseas a lot. I was in the Middle East and over in there. And I know the conversion rate changes hourly. Sometimes not daily, it's hourly. Yeah. Even right here in the casinos, I live by the casinos over here in Nevada, and they change hourly, the rates. And it's just, they rape you.
They do. So now imagine you sending that to the people over there. And now the same families and people that have killed our president, right? They are the one controlling the food industry. So now you take that money, you send it to Haiti, they shop 40% out of it, right? And then after that, your people, they have to buy food from these families, the Syrian family, the Lebanese Chinese that are established in Haiti, let's imagine Haitians coming to America and dominating the agriculture industry or the electricity industry in America. Would you guys be happy about it? As white men,
no.
Well, we're not happy about it in Haiti. That's why crypto is so valuable to us right now. That's why when you invest $18.04 in one little Haiti coin, you're investing something in a digital asset that's going to increase in value pretty fast. Not only because it's of scarcity, because there's only 1 million little Haiti coin, but because the people over there, they need it. That's why you have to go to CardanoBeach.com and do your investment so you could enrich yourself based on Haiti's situation and make it better.
Wow.
So what's the transaction fees when you send the crypto? Do you know that?
It's right now, to send a Cardano, we have chosen the Cardano network. You're a customer with Cardano?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, we chose the Cardano. Right now, it costs one Cardano plus 17% of a Cardano. It's like $2 and almost $2.
So the gas fees are a lot less.
A lot less. But Cardano, starting in September, it's only going to be a fraction of it. It's going to be like 17% of one Cardano to make a transaction of one little Haiti coin. Right?
That's why the government hates it, because they don't get any part of that.
Exactly. So that's to answer Alex's question. To answer your question, Alex, the reason why Haiti is going to adapt the Cardano technology so much is because the corruptors cannot touch it. The bank cannot touch it. Have I mentioned that Haiti is 68% unbanked? Only 32% of the population have access to a bank. And that 33% is the top of the population. We're not talking about the poor. So that's why little Haiti coin is the answer for the world to make a difference in Haiti. Kill our next 5 presidents.
Well, we don't want that. No, we don't want to kill the next president.
On that part, I think the president was done. He, on my part of it, we can't talk about this subject right now, but they linked to the other African presidents who didn't follow their orders to a certain degree.
Yeah, we know why. Yeah, I can't really talk about like that.
No, we can't talk about it, but we understand. We understand each other, right?
Yeah.
But to come back to the crypto and to the reality.
It's all about crypto. Okay, let's wrap it up because this has been an hour long selling this crypto, Nandi. I'm tired of it. I appreciate you coming on. It's just the last time. It's been an hour. Okay, everybody knows Cardano Beach. Everybody knows it.
Crypto magnet. He's going to be awesome.
I know, but we got to get a CardanoBeach.com. Okay, say the last plug. No, let's get the last plug out. No, it's been an hour. It's almost an hour. Nobody else is calling. Harmon, what's your last question? I'm about to kick you out. What do you got for us, Harmon?
Nothing? No, just nice meeting you and good luck.
Love you, Harmon. No,
thank you, Harmon. Thank you.
Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure. See you, Harmon. Okay, Nandi is no. I'm just teasing you. It's been great. You've come on here. I hope a lot of people have learned some stuff. I don't know if they have. I mean, I don't know what people retain. It's not you. I'm just saying, you know, people listen and they're looking at the chat. They're not even hardly listening to us most of the time. Hold on, let me do like.
But people are more interesting in drama. People are interesting into the problem. Okay, they hate when you bring them the solution, because once you bring them the solution, you change their world, and now they are gonna have to adapt to a new world. So they're not really enthusiastic embracing solution. That's why you always have the 1% or the 10%. That will shape the new, that will shape the world where we're going to live in the future. And once you shape it, the one not moving today, they're still going to complain about it without taking part of the solution. There's always going to be problems, but who are the one that wants to apply the solution?
Wow, Nandi, you said it all. I think you're going to help out a lot of Haitians. I think you really have a good cause. I think you know, really, your mind is in the right place. You're obviously very well spoken. You know what the hell you're doing. I wish you a lot of success. And guys, you know, you go to CardanoBeach.com. The link to all your information is in the description. So what's the last thing you want to leave them before we end the stream, Nandi?
What I want to say to the world, okay, is to the same solutions that I'm applying, you can apply it in your own neighborhood, okay? And the fact that Alex talked about the digitalization of our world, well, you have to take part of it in order to influence it because it's technology, right? Nostalgia it belongs to the past. So if you're too nostalgic on so many areas of your life, you belong to the past as well. So let's be visionary. Let's change the world by every transaction at the time. And do not send money to Haiti. Send crypto.
Don't send money to Haiti. Send crypto. And guys, remember, this is not financial advice. This is Primetime 99, Alex Stein of the Conspiracy Castle. Well, thank you, Nandi, for coming on. You guys do your own research before you invest any money. I hope we can change the world one cryptocurrency at a time. I love y'all, and I'm going to be back tonight, 9 p.m. with Adult Film Star. So it's going to be crazy tonight if you guys are into talking about adult stuff. It's going to get freaky deaky tonight on the Conspiracy Castle. Well, thank you, Nandi. Peace, guys.